Welcome back. Hour number three on this first day of 2024. And it's going to be a real challenge for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. So let's hope all of our listeners out there are prepared, at least to the degree that they're aware. If you remember the old expression, know thy enemy. If you understand what you're up against and who you're up against, you've got a bit of a chance, all right? If not, you don't know. You're just like a piece of wood floating on a raging river. You're going to be tossed around all over the place. Mitchell Henderson is back with us tonight again, and we start our new year. He's got as a title, A Look at the Near Future and What You Can Do About It. And I think that that's very important. The near future is something that's going to be a real challenge for all of us. And I mean, tomorrow, the next day, next week, anything can happen. The USS Gerald R. Ford has apparently been ordered to go back to its home port now to get refitted, refurbished, and all that. It's been at sea for its normal deployment, and I guess they had an extended period as well. So that's going to be leaving the Eastern Mediterranean. The rest of the task force, most of it is going to stay there. There's an old-style aircraft carrier the Marines use for an assault staging area. They have helicopters and 2,000 Marines on board, so they've got a lot of firepower there, cruisers and so forth. So here we are. Right this moment, the American and Jewish genocide of the humanity in Gaza continues. It is an American operation, a U.S. operation. That's not you people. It's this alleged government that we have. It's not our government. They're spending our money, and they're continuing to disarm us by sending tank rounds, artillery rounds, bombs of all kinds. The British now are virtually out of ammunition. If the Russians wanted to, they could walk through Europe like they were thinking about doing in 1940, 41. I think they could get through without much trouble at all. Although who would want all that responsibility? Remember, when you conquer something, you have to take care of it, so to speak. All right, let's find out what's up with Mitch. Mitch, welcome back, and my best and our best to you for the challenges ahead, and they are big.
Happy New Year to everyone. I'm going to start out by describing how we got here a little bit, okay? So this is a trajectory of history from a secular point of view. So there are two main trajectories of history from a secular point of view. The first was expressed by G.W.F. Hegel in his books Lectures on the Philosophy of World History in 1857. He saw history as a progression of human freedom. The civilization that started in Egypt, Sumer, Persia, India, China, and Japan, he called Oriental civilizations, and they were characterized by having only one free person, the king or the emperor.
Right.
The leader was God, like a god, or God's representative on earth. Greek and Roman civilizations followed in what he called Western civilization. In Greece and Rome, only some people were free, the rich elites and the religious priesthood. The rich elites controlled the king or the emperor either directly or through finance, and the priests by being the intercessors and interpreters of the gods. This was ruled by groups and emphasized group rights, in other words, the nobility and the priesthood. According to Hegel, the German civilization that developed during the Protestant Reformation in Northern Europe was the ultimate stage of history where all people are free. This was the victory of individual rights over group rights. The Protestant Reformation was key. Under medieval Western civilization, the church was God's representative on earth, and they blessed the king. Under German civilization, each individual had a direct relationship with God. The only intercessor between man and God is Christ, and the only interpreter of God is the Holy Spirit. Instead of government answering to God, the government instead had to answer to the people. God gave individuals inalienable rights, not the state, so the state cannot take those rights away. This is what the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights are based upon. The second has its roots in Hegelian dialectics as developed by Karl Marx, as Friedrich Engels in the Communist Manifesto. They saw history as an economic struggle between the social classes, in other words, conflicting group rights asserted by the social classes, leading to a world where there would be only one class or group, the workers. The government would not be necessary because the workers organized themselves without class or group distinction. Nobody would possess more than anyone else because there would be no property rights. Everybody will have everything in common, including each other's bodies and each other's children. Everything will be free, including sex. Everyone will raise the children together. As Hillary Clinton says, it takes a village to raise a child. One world, one race, one sex, and one person. There's no privacy. Your business is everyone's business. In other words, back to Oriental civilization, but without a god or emperor. It is total freedom. It is a total freedom where no one is free. Everyone must conform to the mob. This values equity over freedom. Things matter, not people. In other words, the Hegelian progress was progress in freedom, and in Marx, it's progress material, just material things. It's got nothing to do with your freedom. Freedom's not important. Okay, so let me cover... So the trajectory of history, and this is a religious view, what Japanese, Chinese, Indian, Persian, Islamic, and Jewish historical narratives have in common is that they are Oriental civilizations where all the people are one. How the Western civilization's historical narrative differs in its emphasis on in individual freedom. The logic is simple. God cannot be known objectively. He can only be truly known subjectively. A group of people can only know in common what is objective because each person's understanding of their world is ultimately subjective. For example, there is a parlor game of whispering a message in a person's ear and having them in turn pass the message around a group of people at a table. Each person will subjectively alter the message until the final person repeats the message that he heard. The final message often bears no resemblance to the initial message. We can see this today. We all know that the economy sucks and that inflation is bad, yet the government tells us that we are in the greatest economic recovery in history. About a third of people believe this narrative because the government says it. But the rest of us see how much more everything costs and how much less we can afford. Under Oriental civilization, we are supposed to believe what the authorities tell us instead of what we clearly experience for ourselves. Put succinctly, under group rights, we have the right to believe what we are told. Under Western civilization, we are liberated from groupthink to determine the truth for ourselves. In religious terms, we do not have to listen to other human beings or institutions in order to arrive at the truth. God is all-powerful and all-capable. He does not need other people or institutions to talk to you or to hear you. This cuts out the church, the state, and other people from power over your person and your soul. So where in the Bible does it say this? Jeremiah 31:31-34, quote, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant, which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin will remember. I will remember no more." This new covenant was Jesus Christ. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, what are now called the Zionists, rejected God's new covenant. The Gentiles accepted God's new covenant, and they became the adopted children of God through Christ. The Jews are no longer God's chosen people. Christians are. This is God cutting out the middleman. God himself has become the intercessor, Christ, instead of the priest. And God himself has become the interpreter, the Holy Spirit, instead of the rabbis. God is dealing with the individual, not through those who fraudulently claim his knowledge and his power. And what of the Jews who refuse to keep his commandments? Let's go on to Jeremiah 31, 36 to 37. Quote, "If those ordinances depart from me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever." Thus says the Lord, "If heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all they have done, says the Lord."
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
In other words, they're not the chosen people. They're not special. Christians are the chosen people now. We have their inheritance. Okay?
So look how they turn everything around, Mitch. Mitch, that's what they do.
Yes.
Everything's turned around.
Yes,
reverse projection, you name it. They're very, very shrewd. I hate to use the term in a complimentary way, but how about diabolically shrewd? Whatever. I'm not
diabolically
surprised.
Diabolically shrewd, that don't work. Well, here's a key. He said, "If heaven above can't be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says the Lord." So, in 1936, the Danish seismologist Inge Lehmann figured out the foundation of the earth. That year, the year that the Arab revolt in Palestine broke out, the Arabs wanted independence from the British and wanted to stop Jewish immigration into Palestine, sort of what's happening in America today, okay? So in 1958, we figured out the foundations of the earth. In 1958, American astronomer Alan Sandage figured out the size of the universe using the Hubble constant to figure out the age of the universe. Space measurement is done in light years. In 1958, the French helped the Negev Nuclear Research build the Negev Nuclear Research Center in Dimona. That allowed Israel to build nuclear weapons. So these people are not God's people. He has cast them out, and he said, this is thousands of years ago when he said, when they measured figured out the foundations of the earth and measured the sky, it's done in our time, okay?
Gotcha.
It is now. So the state of Israel, God is not behind it. This is not God's work. Okay, so tell me,
that's
how
very
can a
powerful
Christian,
statements you've been reading. That's remarkable. Yeah, thank you.
So tell me, how can a Christian read this and still blindly follow Israel and the Zionists? Israel and the Jews are not the gods of Christians, and Christians should stop worshiping those false gods. Okay, so let's go over the mark of the beast. Okay, they're the beast, the Zionists are the beast. What is the mark of the beast? Well, to be fair, I got this information from the Judaica website, from their own website. The Star of David is the shield of David's army. However, there is no description as David's shield from neither the Torah nor the Tanakh, which is the Jewish Old Testament. There is no archaeological evidence that this star was on the shields of David's army. This design did not show up in the synagogues until 2 to 4 centuries after the Romans banished the Jews from Palestine. It did not show up as a design on any Torahs until almost 1,000 years later. It was seen as a magic design. The Star of David was officially made the symbol for Zionism in 1897 at the first Zionist Congress in Geneva, Switzerland.
Wow.
Now, everything just told you is from a Jewish site, okay? That's directly quoting them. It is clearly a symbol of Zionism, but not of Judaism.
Got it.
Zionist star has 6 points, 6 triangles, and 6 inner angles. The beast is Zionism, and the Star of David is the mark of the beast. It is not in any way illegal. 666. It is not in any way illegal to criticize Christ, nor is it illegal to criticize America. But in America and Europe, it is illegal to criticize Jews and Israel. Voltaire said in the 17th century that you can know who rules you by who you are not allowed to criticize. Thus, the anti-Semitism laws.
There it is.
So, Moloch is the Canaanite god that required child sacrifice, called Remphan in the days of Christ. Stephen, speaking of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, said in Acts 7:43, quote, You also took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Remphan, which is what's on the Israeli flag, images which you made to worship, and I will carry you away to Babylon. To date, the Zionist worshippers of Moloch have sacrificed over 10,000 Palestinian children on the altar of Moloch since October 7th. The Star of Remphan is the Star of David. It is the symbol of a false god, an idol. Not all Jews accept it as the symbol for Judaism. It is a symbol for Satan. It is the mark of the beast. Remember that it was a Jew, Murray Eden, a biomedical engineer who worked as head of the National Institute of Health Biomedical Engineering and Instrumentation Program and for the World Health Organization, that put the finishing touches on and chose the current universal product card that we see on every product for sale. He specialized in pattern recognition and machine image processing. He said of his UPC barcode in 1975 that it would endure the inevitable rush of technology that lay ahead. Remember that you cannot buy or sell without the mark of the beast. The hexagram or Star of David is clearly 666. The universal product code is bracketed by two thin lines on each side, two thin lines in the middle, and then the two on the sides, and they all drop down below the other lines. These are brackets for the numbers. The two thin lines are the number 6. So 666, just as Revelation says. Those who do not worship the image of the beast are subject to execution. The beast is the Antichrist, and his image or symbol is the Star of David. Come on. It is not rocket science. It is actually obvious. Who is against Christ to this very day? The Jewish Pharisees and Sadducees were against Christ, and so are their current iteration, the Zionists. The image of the Zionists is the Star of David. Zionism is the beast, and the Star of David is his obvious image. We are now witnessing the final battle between the forces of freedom and the forces of eternal slavery. So let me get into the history of the new future now. That was just leading
hold on, Mitch. Hold on. Let's go look ahead. At this. What yes. we have now is an ever more apparent. The word arrogant doesn't even come close. These people actually do think, not all of them, but those who are running the death machine in Gaza and the West Bank, we don't want to forget those Palestinians either, are clearly not normal human beings. There's something really aberrant and despicable about genocide and slaughtering of children, having snipers ordered to shoot pregnant women and kill them. This is not human. There's something really wrong with this. And these people, unfortunately...
Well,
go ahead.
Keep in mind, too, that they're also raising the gay liberation flag. They're raising the flag of sodomy.
LGBTQ is all
at the same time.
All over. Destroyed.
So it's total corruption, through and through.
The war against Christian morality, or just normal... God-given, you're born with it, kind of common-sense morality is astounding. And when you think about this, the simple fact that they control most of this world now, most of this planet, through money, bribery, blackmail, coercion, wars, you name it, this little tiny group is allowed to get away with this. Who do we have to blame for that? I kind of think the majority. It used to be majority rules, rights of the minority, but this is beyond rights of the minority. So this is all asked backwards now. Go ahead, Mitch.
Okay, so the history of the new future. First, nothing will be done about the border. Flooding the border with BIPOC people is critical to destroying America and accomplishing white genocide. The Republicans will reach a compromise that is meaningless. Illegal aliens invading America is the most critical project to destroy the nation. In 2023, 2.5 million illegal aliens crossed the Mexican border, the ones that they know of. That will be 5 to 10 million in 2024. This will accelerate. Every criminal on earth wants to come to America because there are real consequences for crimes in their nations. But in America, the district attorneys and the Department of Justice will protect these criminals. The criminals are not coming here for a new life. They are coming to commit crimes. America is headed for criminals, is a heaven for criminals, and every criminal on earth knows it. There is no screening. Also, there is no screening for disease in the case of illegal aliens. They are bringing in new diseases to America every day and reintroducing old ones that we spend a lot of time, effort, and money to protect our people from. The Zionists in charge of our government health institutions know this. They are not simply letting it happen. They are encouraging it to happen. Since health care has become a human right and health insurance mandatory, there is an immense fortune to be made by introducing more infectious diseases. They are also replacing white people, who the Zionists clearly want to exterminate. Just look at government officials, media people, people in entertainment and advertising. They already have way more representation by people of color than actually exists. They want there to be one race, a browning of humanity. The goal is one people to act as one person. Most of the illegal aliens are young, single men under 30 years old. The pedophile Biden regime is letting all these illegal aliens in as people seeking asylum. Because of recruiting woes, Congress allows these young men to join our military under the MAVNI program. That's Military Accessions Vital to National Interest. This allows asylees, refugees, and people with temporary protected status to enlist in the U.S. military, although they are not legal residents in the U.S. Already, the Army is 18.8% female, 48.26% people of color, and 5.5% LGBT. The Air Force is 23.4% female, 36.3% people of color, and 5.3% LGBT. The Navy is 20.9% female, 35% people of color, and 9.1% LGBT. The Marine Corps is 9.8% female, 23.8% people of color, and 4.4% LGBT. Now add to that the illegal aliens from all over the world. They are not just invading our country, they are going to take over our military. The purpose of replacing straight white men in the military is to shape a force that can be used to harass, and murder white people. Remember the Israeli soldier who said that females and gays are more likely to shoot and kill women and children. They want to replace and exterminate white people by any means necessary. Now, I've had a lot of people say, well, women wouldn't kill children. That's not in their nature. Look at America. Just look at it in the news. They just had a woman in Colorado Springs who murdered her, tried to murder all three of her children, but killed two of them and fled to Great Britain. Yep. Remember Susan Smith in South Carolina? The story goes on and on about women wiping out their kids.
All true.
This is not true that women don't do this, okay? You can see in the news that police forces are having trouble recruiting people also. Guess who are going to be the police in the near future? All they have to do is lower standards further, which they have been doing drastically, okay? The types of crimes that will become more prevalent will be jugging crimes where they follow people back from the bank or store to their homes and attack them before they get into their home. This is where there is no security. At least less security than at a bank or a store. They are robbing people walking in their once safe neighborhoods, just driving up to them and attacking them.
Yep.
They do the opposite for the very rich. They look for expensive cars away from their home neighborhood and jack them when they stop for gas or just crash into them and run them off the road to rob them. Home invasions are becoming more common, either by waiting for you to go into your home or attacking you then, or by beating down the door and attacking. They have also just started crashing cars into the house or business to gain entry. The other component to this is to charge you with murder when you defend yourself. There is an effort by district attorneys to abolish the right to self-defense. The police are helping them. They want to establish a precedent that criminals are the real victims and they have a right to expropriate your property because you got it through white privilege and racism.
Yes, that's where we're going. That's critical. That's where we're going. Everything's going to be turned inside and out, upside down. It's madness what you're seeing here. It boggles my mind. Go ahead. please. Jeez.
And public officials have said so publicly. This will increase rapidly and cannot be stopped. The police are more of a threat to law-abiding citizens than they are to criminals that they actively protect. Okay? Inflation will continue unabated. Interest rates will continue to increase. There is a movement afoot to cancel white people's fixed mortgage rates because they are racist and a feature of white privilege. How can they do this? By simply doing it. In November 20th, 2023 issue of the New York Times, there was a front page article about this titled, "In Mortgages, Inequity Finds the 30-Year Home." They want to make white people pay adjustable rate mortgages so they can jack their monthly payments up to a point where they lose their homes. Last year, San Francisco-based Wells Fargo Bank even said that it would no longer provide more mortgages to white people. Homelessness will skyrocket in the future. This is reverse discrimination. You bet it. You bet it is. Tanya E.C. Kurtz wrote the book, How Not to Be a Racist, that the cure that for past discrimination is present discrimination, and the cure for present discrimination is future discrimination. This, folks, became official U.S. government policy under the Biden administration. It is blatantly unconstitutional, but our elitist Supreme Court justices have done nothing to protect the Constitution. The Supreme Court justices are each and every one Zionist shills and servants of Satan.
Yes,
they are.
They are
not protecting the Constitution. The United States no longer has free and fair elections. We are no longer a democracy, and they don't want your input. They want you to just shut up and obey. When they say save our democracy, they mean not having a democracy at all. The Bill of Rights is dead. You do not have any freedom of religion, speech, press, or to peaceably assemble. That right was abolished for white people on January 6, 2021, or to petition the government for the redress of grievances. If you are a 14-year-old biological male that is obsessed with wearing girls' dresses in Washington State, and you would like to seek help from a therapist to stop, our conservative Republican Supreme Court says that it is a crime for anyone to provide you that therapy. You cannot get help if you're all messed up in the head, okay? Sexually, you can't get help if you're messed up in the head that way. The Supreme Court is against free speech, not a protector of it. They are banning assault rifles at the state level, and your conservative Republican Supreme Court is allowing them to do it. You have no right at all to privacy, especially electronic privacy. The SWAT team will bust in your house and take your stuff on the pretext that you are a white supremacist. But you think you are not a white supremacist. However, it is not for you to say. That is defined by the Justice Department, and they say that if you are white, you are a white supremacist. You can forget about a fair trial. If you are white, you are guilty. You can forget about double jeopardy. That protection was abolished long ago. Nowadays, you must answer the police. You have no right to remain silent if you are a white person. You see, white silence is violence, so you must talk to the authorities. You have no right to be violent.
White silence is violence now. Wow.
Right. So wow. You can forget about a speedy trial if you are white, but if you are not, you will beat murder charges because they did not bring your case in time. You can
Correct.
Forget about bail because it has been abolished for all but white people. There is an appearance that you still have these protections, but they are wasting away rapidly. In the name of justice and peace, they are taking away all justice and all peace. At some point, we will reach a critical mass, and we will have anarchy and totalitarianism. How can you have both at the same time? It is totalitarian when it comes to protecting the state and its policies. It is anarchy when it comes to protecting the individual and the citizen. Can't you see it happening all around you right now? We are creeping gradually but inexorably into World War III on top of that. And next week I'll go over that, okay? So what can you do about it? First, we cannot possibly stop what is coming. Second, we cannot possibly vote our way out of it. Third, we cannot count on any public official to help us. We are the enemy of the state, whether we like it or not. What we can do is tell the truth. The truth does matter, and we should not assist the Antichrist in his efforts to deceive people. Yes, white silence is violence, but they ultimately want you to be silent if you're white. If everyone speaks the truth all the time, it makes it harder to single us out.
Mm-hmm.
We have one last trip to the polls in November 2024. We must go vote for Trump for president so that everyone can see the truth, that America is not a democracy, that the American government does not represent the will of the people, and so that the whole world knows that the evil that our government does is not the will of the American people. If you do not like Trump, vote for him anyways. There is zero chance that he will become president. The disgusting old pedophile Biden will win the election. He tells you so. If every single American voted for Trump, Biden will still be elected president because it is what the Zionist Antichrist wants.
Mitch, hold on. Let's do 2 minutes here on a tangential but important aspect to what you just said. I don't really think it matters who the communists run, Biden. I don't think the camel's involved, but don't be surprised if Big Mike Obama doesn't step out here in a few months and do that. The political primary season, it starts, of course, with not a primary, but a caucuses in Iowa, begins in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, January 15th. And then we go into this nearly year-long bread and circuses horror show of media, just awful. And we're going to be put through that. If the Supreme Court, there's three ways the Supreme Court can handle this removal of Trump from the ballot in Colorado. Yeah, I know he's back on temporarily now, pending the Supreme Court order. Maine, and apparently there are over 20 other states trying to get him taken off the ballot in their state. The Supreme Court has three ways to rule on this. It can rule for states' rights, or it can rule against states' rights and say, no, you can't do that. This is a federal issue, federal election. Or the Supreme Court can rule that it will not hear the case and let it stand as law. That's what it does as well. So two out of the three decisions or actions the court can take will mean the end of the formerly United States of America. If the states are allowed, and I've always been a proponent of states' rights, to remove federal candidates from a state ballot, that means over 20 states are going to end up removing Trump, okay? And close to 20 states, maybe 25, Republican or GOP states, allegedly, you know, red states, they're going to remove from the ballot whatever the Democrats put up there. If it's a primary vote or the general election, doesn't matter. So we're that close to being finished as a viable nation. Whatever the court rules, two of the three things will allow states' rights to prevail and allow the removal of Trump or anyone else from a national election ballot, because they'll rule it to be a state issue. So we're that close to the end. I mean, it could happen next week. I don't know that there's a pending issue before the court right now, but go ahead. You see what I'm saying.
There's another issue that they don't really broadcast in the news. They don't really talk about that much, but it is this. Trump has not been charged, convicted.
No, he's an innocent man under the Constitution.
The Constitution, they cannot deprive him of a ballot in the state because he hasn't been convicted of that crime. Okay?
That's true.
You can't just accuse people when they're guilty. But is that going to stop the precedent?
Will that stop the court? If you are accused,
you are guilty.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
is why they're going to be silent on the issue, is because they want to set a precedent that if you are accused, you're guilty. See, they did that with the Me Too movement. If you're a man accused of a sex crime against a woman, you're guilty. Okay, lots of men suffered under this for years, okay? That was established to set a precedent, too. They want to set the precedent that the government just has to accuse you, and you're guilty. You can have all your property taken away, you can have your rights taken away, based on an accusation, not on a trial and not on a conviction. And that's important because trials and convictions would be sort of an expensive and burdensome thing to do to deprive people of their rights. It takes too long. It's too much effort. So they're not going to do that. But see, what I'm saying is, do not vote for any other candidate. Your votes for them just validates and legitimates your slavery to Zionism. This is not a free and fair election. There's no point in voting for any Republican, any Democrat, any independent. There's not one single person running for office that is not in the pocket of the Zionists. Not one. Okay?
I agree.
And if people just go down to the poll and vote for senators and congressmen, all you're doing is you're legitimizing their totalitarian dictatorship. Okay.
Correct.
The reason I'm saying everybody needs to go vote for Trump is so that the world, so that everybody can see, yeah, everybody wants him, but the government is not going to allow him to be president. That is not democracy. That is a dictatorship.
Right.
So the impression has to be made. There is no benefit in voting for any other person, period. None at all.
So it's really all up to ultimately when the Supreme Court decides this issue.
What has the Supreme Court done recently? They have upheld the banning of guns. They have upheld the banning of assault weapons in Illinois. They've upheld the suppression of free speech when it comes to a young person seeking therapy because they're a trainee and they want to stop being a trainee. They don't want anybody to say that. There is no freedom of speech, no Second Amendment, no Fourth Amendment. These things are gone, and the Supreme Court has made it happen. So you're right, Jeff. In the next few weeks, the Supreme Court may kill democracy forever in America.
I hate to say this, but we have to remember that Donald J. Trump appointed three Supreme Court justices, right? Is it three?
I think so, three.
Three. Trump's appointees.
Three, I think I've read about it, yeah.
Yeah. We got, this is awful. No, his Supreme Court nominees were terrible. And he keeps saying, I was victimized by my appointments. I got bad advice and blah, blah, blah. Not just for the Supreme Court. But this is it. Mitch has just said it. Well, I've been saying it. They can end this country with a decision or a decision not to hear the case and let it stand as law.
Yeah.
This is really bad news.
I imagine a Democratic elected Secretary of State in the state of mind can decide who can run on the Republican ticket. I mean, the Democratic National Convention already decides who runs on the Democrat ticket. Like in Florida, they're not even going to have a primary. They've already decided it's Joe Biden. Okay, we saw in 2016, Bernie was winning, but they wanted Hillary, so they put Hillary there. In 2022, Tulsi Gabbard in 2020, Tulsi Gabbard looked pretty reasonable, but they sabotaged her campaign up and down. I mean, the press, everybody was in on it, okay? This goes on and on. They put their people. Robert Kennedy wanted to run as a Democrat for a president. His family's always been Democrats. They're very traditional Democrats, but the DNC said no. Okay, the DNC determines what person the Democrats are going to vote for, and now they're determining what people the Republicans can vote for. Okay, so that is not democracy at all. That is a dictatorship.
Right, Trump appoints Neil Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. I mean, this is the best he could do.
He appointed John Roberts, too. John Roberts also. So four of them. Yeah.
Well, I'm just... John Roberts is the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Right.
He's number one. But I think he's been around for years. I'm not sure. But for sure, Barrett, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch. This is not good. When they murdered Justice Scalia, that was really the final, to me, that was the final announcement of the intention of the controllers and how they were going to doom this country. And now, right now, It's about Trump being on the ballot or not. That's going to tell the tale. And if they allow this to stand, it's over. There's no way to go back. It's over. It's done. So we're that close. Yeah. And I think, frankly, they're going to do it at this point. They'll just take it all down with that decision or lack of.
Well, the only reason I'm saying to go vote for Trump is because they're determined to not let you vote for Trump. So it's just a protest vote. Trump will never be president again. Never. It's not going to happen. If everything else fails, they'll just kill him. Okay. He's not going to be president again. That will never, ever happen.
Well, they'll just electromagnetically make him have a heart attack. They can hit him with a beam weapon anytime.
There's a million things they could do, you know.
Right.
It'll be an accident or something, I don't know.
John Roberts was appointed.
An accident or a suicide.
Oh, who knows? John Roberts was appointed by George W. Bush, back in 2005.
Yeah. Oh, Bush, so that's right. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, your point is correct.
Well, yeah.
Trump put three weirdos on the Supreme Court. I'm sorry. They weren't patriotic Americans. No. Anyhow, this is all looking bad.
Think about it.
If you're trying to ruin America, you're a controller, a globalist, you're trying to ruin America, this is the perfect opportunity to do it. Rule in favor of states' rights.
Yeah, it's done. If you think I'm trying to convince you of some radical and extreme beliefs, I am not. I am trying to wake you up to the obvious. They are delusional, and they expect you to buy into their delusions. Right. There's a prime example of this. By law, they want you to buy into the delusions of trans people and speak to them the way they want to be spoken to. There's a precedence for buying into other people's delusions. Force of law, okay? That is why now is the time for truth. Everything that you can do will only matter locally. This is Satan taking over the world, and you cannot stop him. You can at best take care of yourself, your family, your friends, and your neighbors. So what you can do is local. The time is late, so it is no time to invent something new. There is a movement called Tactical Civics. It is based on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These rights are given to you by God. The state has no right to take them away from you for any reason. You are righteous to stand on them. Although the intention is to take back America one county at a time, there is no time for that, okay? But Tactical Civics is based on a citizen's grand jury and citizen's militia. Militia here is meant as a voluntary grouping of citizens to enforce the Constitution. No elected public official can be part of this because they are all, each and every one of them, a part of the problem. This is not about elections and voting. The value of it is that anarchy is coming on fast. We could find ourselves without any effective government in our community. The military and law enforcement are not our protectors or our friends. They are, without a doubt, the enemy of the people. They are our oppressors. The local grand jury and militia can be what fills the vacuum. The purpose of DEI is to divide us, so we must find at least some local unity. However, the coming war is a civilizational war. We cannot admit Jews and Muslims because their religion is Oriental civilization and not compatible with Western civilization or Christianity. Tactical civics must be constructed by like-minded individuals that accept the Bill of Rights and not use the Bill of Rights against us as Jews and Muslims have done. The United States is a Christian nation, or it is no nation at all. Tactical Civics is a Christian movement. It is your future as citizens' grand jury to pass true bills against those who violate the Constitution and a citizens' militia to enforce it. This can be effective locally, and local is what will matter in the future. It is a basis to organize yourself on that's simple, it's clear, and you don't have to worry about a national movement. Worry about your local situation.
Can local grand juries trying to at least mitigate some of the communist damage done, can local grand juries be selected from good people still, or is that corrupted now too? What do we know?
Well, no, this is what they're talking about is civilian grand juries. Civilians get together and make a grand jury in the county and deal with violations of the Constitution at the local level. You're not going to change the national level. This will not change the trajectory that we're headed down. This is for your just to organize locally and protect yourselves as much as you can from the government, because government is going to be local, what government there will be. Okay, they're rapacious. Let me tell you, they're just, let me see if people can follow this logic. So I was a soldier, and when I was a soldier, all the other soldiers acted just like me when I was being a soldier. Okay, yet every kind of person was a soldier, every race, every religion, people who love rock and roll, people who love country music, liberals, conservatives, everybody's a soldier, but they act the same and they work together, okay? And then I was a cop, and when I was a cop, cops all act together, and they're on each other's side, and they work together, and what kind of person is a cop? Once again, the same thing. All kinds of people. People that listen to rock and roll, people that listen to country western. I mean, it's all these different people, but they all work together. And then one day, I didn't choose to, but some other people elected me to just a board, a local board. And I was very surprised because guess what? Everybody at that local board, they're different people from different parts of the country with different beliefs, different makeups. And you know what? They all work together, okay? They work together to the same goal. And so when you see this Maine, this lady in Maine, the Secretary of State in Maine, that this woke, self-righteous, little arrogant woman, this is every government, elected government official in America is exactly the same way. And whether the Republican or the Democrat, they are working together to crush you, okay? Every one of them, without exception. It's an eye-opener for me. But everybody needs to open their eyes and see these people that they have this guy. You know, why do we even listen to this talk about a campaign and stuff? On the 7th of October, we saw all the Christian, Republican, conservatives bend over and kiss Israel's ass. Did we not? Every single one of them. Nikki Haley, even Tulsi Gabbard said Nikki Haley would make a good president for Israel. You know, like she's running for president of Israel. They're all running for president of Israel. They're running to kiss the butt of Satan is what they're doing, okay? And we should not take part in that. You have to pick a side between God and Satan. There is no neutral ground. If you're neutral when it comes to Satan, you're on Satan's side. That's all there is to it. Satan is the Lord of lies. Christ is the Lord of truth, you know? The truth sets you free, not Satan. Satan enslaves you. Sin enslaves you, okay? It's all slavery, and you have to free yourself, okay? And there's not a single person in a public office anywhere that is on your side, not one person. And that's why in Tactical Civics, no elected officials can be a member of this. You cannot bring them into your group. They're not on your side. They are your enemy, okay?
Isn't it amazing how thorough... Hello?
Did I get cut off?
No, I'm here. You're right. I'm just thinking about what you said.
Oh, okay.
It really is...
I got cut off again.
No. No, you're right on the money.
It's happened before.
It's astonishing, yeah. Mitch. It's astonishing.
Yes.
How this has all happened... With such great acceleration in the last 3-4 years. Just incredible when you watch it. They set it up, when they turned it on, when they hit the gas, it just, everything fell apart. Nobody's doing anything to stand up. Nobody. We're being invaded, literally, by the alleged government we have, which is not our government. We're being invaded by fighting-age troops. These are military personnel. I don't care if they have guns with them.
Yes.
They'll give them guns. They'll give them uniforms if they want. And they're going to kill us. Yeah, really.
And they just lied to us. I mean, I saw the news recently. Oh, under Joe Biden, crime has dropped precipitously in this country. Did you know that? Can you tell? Crime is just, he's got a handle on crime.
Everything's backwards. I mean, it's all backwards. It's not true.
Yes.
It's the opposite.
Economy, the best recovery we've ever had, Jeff.
It's 100%
lies. I don't
feel
that when I go to the store to buy things, but, you know.
$5 for a loaf of bread?
My own eyes or them?
$10 a dozen eggs?
Yeah.
Come on.
Sure.
It's all lies. It is. Any word out of the government is a lie now. To one degree or another, it's lies. Well, it's going to be a very, very bumpy ride. That's all I can say. You're going to have to make a stand somewhere. Everyone out there. Thank you, Mitch. Best, and we'll talk next week.
You can do it locally. That's it.
Okay.
It's in your hands, and it's local.
I agree. So. Thanks, Mitch. Thanks for that.
Okay, you're welcome. Talk to you next week.
Okay, good night. Mitchell Henderson, and he is 100% on, right there. This is, Carlin said, any word out of the government is a lie. Something like that. He's right. It's all lies. Okay, we are off and running in 2024. And thank you very much for being here last year and the years before. And we'll be here with you right on through it. So take care. Talk tomorrow night.